And this is chapter 12, entitled Cloning. It starts on page 55. Well, no, we're not talking of making another handy-talkie from the one that you have, but cloning is a method where you can quickly and easily transfer the programmed contents of one transceiver to another transceiver, or data from one PC to a transceiver, using the optional Charlie Sierra Victor 8 cloning software. So you see, you need a special software to do this, and you also need a cloning cable. It's called an OPC-474. So what you have to do is you connect this cloning cable between one unit and the other. One is called the master and the other is called the sub-transceiver. And what it does is if you have one of these V8s programmed, instead of going through each individual channel and programming another one, you can just download all the information from one transceiver to the other. There's a little procedure given here. I don't know if this will make much sense, but what it tells you is to connect the cloning cable, the OPC-474, with adapter plugs from the speaker jack of the master and sub transceivers. The master transceiver is used to send data to the sub transceiver. And the procedure is, while pushing the A function key, that's the up arrow, turn the power on to enter the cloning mode, master transceiver only. Power on only for the sub-transceiver. Clone appears and the transceivers enter the clone standby condition. Then you push the push-to-talk switch on the master transceiver. A CL appears, Charlie Lima, in the master's transceiver display, and a two-digit number shows that the data is being transferred to the sub-transceiver. CL in, Charlie Lima in, appears automatically if the subtransceiver's display and two-digit numbers show that the data is being received from the master. When cloning is finished, turn the power off and on again to exit the cloning mode. And there's some further help when using cloning using a PC. They have a help file that comes with the cloning software. Again, the cloning software is called Charlie Sierra-Victor 8 cloning software. They have a caution here: do not push the push-to-talk switch on the sub-transceiver during cloning. This will cause a cloning error. So there's a little procedure to go through there, but if you have a cloning cable and you have the cloning software, it surely would save a lot of time if you were programming a number of features and you had one transceiver set up to do it. All the others could be programmed from that one. Sounds like a good idea to me. So that ends chapter 12 on cloning. Take a little break and come back a little bit later and review any of the other chapters. And again, once again, we remind you, it's better to have a number of short sessions on the operation of this handy talkie rather than one long one. 73 for now, and we'll be back with more information on the ICOM IC V8 Handy Talkie.